This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. This is The Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yes, sir. Not a battle. It's no. A co-presentation. We are now calling it the best damn audio buffet.
Tag team in this bitch.
So it's where we find funny audio, or a lot of you actually tag or DM us this stuff, and we appreciate that. Some of it is oftentimes your own funny videos.
Yep. A lot of submissions.
We will not send you a t-shirt or $10,000, but we will give you name credit if you do submit to us. You can hit me up on social media at O-Mafew, that's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, or Fatboy at Dickhead, Son of a Bitch, 420. I'm just kidding. If that's your handle.
He just gave that. Why did you give out my secret one?
That's your burner.
Yeah.
Fatboy933.
We get a lot of submissions.
At Fatboy933.
We'll moon you if we see you out in public.
Well, I want to say my first one was a submission, and I've been going through my DMs, and I'll just be honest with you. On Instagram, you have like the notifications only go so far back, and my mom stole some of your attention, so I couldn't find who had tagged me in it. But this is to the person who sent this in. This is Mike Tyson, high as hell, talking to Dana White from the UFC TKO on Mike Tyson's podcast. And the subject of music comes up. And Mike Tyson is so high, he don't realize what's going on.
80s when rap really started to take off. Run DMC, LL Cool J, the Beastie Boys, the Fat Boys. Salt and pepper.
You give love a bad name.
That's Bon Jovi.
I love it. I mean, it's short, it's simple, it's to the point. It's wonderful. Can I do it one more time?
I feel like there aren't many people that could give Mike Tyson.
It's hell. 5 seconds, but it's perfect. It's so perfect. Oh, it's from Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, which back in my day, that either meant you were, getting high in the same room together, or you were farting and pushing their head under the covers. Just a Dutch oven.
When rap really started to take off. Run DMC, LL Cool J, the Beastie Boys, the Fat Boys, Salt and Pepper.
Give love a bad name.
That's Bon Jovi.
So
what?
There you
no,
go.
It's not.
Simple and to the point. But yes, thank you to the P-Wanted listener that tagged me in that. Appreciate you.
And I found one I couldn't stop listening to. And I still don't believe it, but there are some women that say they didn't know they were pregnant.
It's true.
Like, I didn't realize I was pregnant. I'm not a woman. I don't know how you wouldn't know, but imagine finding out you're pregnant this way.
I had the worst stomach ache of my life. I figured it was just the corn dogs I had for lunch. But when I went to the bathroom to relieve myself, a hand came out of my
Wow.
She thought it was,
it was a corn dog. It's her boy.
She's spitting the bit that Mark Henry was
the father of the hand. What was her name? Gosh.
It was May, wasn't
May
it?
May Young gave birth to a hand on wrestling page
really?
In her 80s.
How in the world?
Yes. The sexual chocolate impregnated her.
She thought it was corn dog.
What was that like? Do you know what that's from, or is it from a talk show or something?
Yeah, it's from an episode of Murray.
Oh my god!
But
I could tell the way they were doing that dramatic music.
It was one of those crazy.
I thought it was a corn dog.
It was a hand.
God bless.
It was my hand grabbing for a corn dog.
Great, Daddy.
That is bizarre. I'm sorry. I just think it's strange.
God. All right.
Oh Lord.
Dementia is fun. Dementia is nothing to make fun of. I remember as a child, we were in the bank at American Federal on Wadehampton Boulevard, and the woman in front of us, she was very old. I was young. Mm. She had hands of leather, turned to velvet in a touch. No, she was in front of us. This bank was right beside a McDonald's. She gets up to the teller window and ordered a Big Mac. Mm. And I died laughing, and my daddy squeezed my shoulder real bad. She's like, Matthew, she might have Alzheimer's to quit laughing.
Alzheimer's is the best.
This is a woman who went to voice her concerns at a city council meeting. Problem is, it was the wrong city council meeting. Here it goes.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing, but there's a reason.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook, and I don't like the internet because I can't find a job. The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Are they rolling with it at all, or are they just kind of looking at each other?
The best part, it's one of those you can't download or share, so I'll have to figure out the way to get it shared or out or whatever. But there's an old man sitting behind her in the crowd. She's at the podium.
Did he help?
No, he's dying laughing at her.
Oh.
He's like head covered up, dying laughing at her. She's in the wrong. She's there for the right city, but the wrong meeting. They were there for some zoning things. She thought they were talking about the library.
You only get like 3 minutes, her. Right?
Right, yeah, you see the timer, so.
It's okay.
Yeah, she's just a little confused, but I also hate Facebook, and the library blocked my password because I was using it for OnlyFans.
Yep.
Do you have that?
I am a creator.
I want
in the library. Oh, God.
I
do foot pictures over in the bibliography.
You know how much money you're missing out on?
I need to do
I have the duty decimal
can we
system.
Do only? Can we have our own pages here? We get in trouble.
Let me find somebody's name.
What can we show? Because
let's bring the look. Nothing bonds mothers and daughters together like a good commercial, right? And we don't see good commercials like we used to back in the day.
Oh yeah,
they're not educational.
Like 80s and 90s were the best.
Exactly. I think this one.
I enjoy the ones about the
hamburgers.
No, when women are talking about their body stinking, I think those are fun. They're finally like saying more than my armpit stink. My crack and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your neck, your back, yeah, all that
there's
stuff.
That one now where they're literally mimicking or parroting that song. My neck, my back.
Yes, I saw that one.
I know. It's literally
more than just my armpit stink.
Well, here's a classic one from, I believe, the 70s.
Holding out on your mother?
What?
You never told me Massengill Douche has Effect All.
I just bought it. Only Massengill has Effect All for effective douching any time of the month.
Massengill adds Effect All to all three fragrances for a clean, fresh feeling of gentle, effective douching.
I've always liked Massengill's more comfortable slanted design,
and only Massengill has Effect All for effective douching any time of the month.
Trust Massengill, the leader for 74 years.
I should have told you that's not a recommended practice anymore because it will destroy your pH levels.
What's with the harp sounds?
It was a beautiful commercial. She walks into the room.
It's a beautiful commercial about douches.
You see a bottle that looks like something you'd get from Adam and Eve. It's got like a gimmicked up end.
That might have been the applicator.
And it's important to keep that pH perfect.
What do you mean by pH? I'm just kidding.
Well, so you don't have too much alkali or acidic.
Oh,
so
I thought you were talking about pubic hair.
You don't want
a perfect balance.
You don't want an acidic gimmick, do you?
No, you don't. No acidic gimmick.
I don't want you to have one.
Well, it may burn you.
Oh, I thought you said acidic. All right, listen.
Either one.
Let's bring this home, shall we?
Okay.
This would be the final, right?
No, we got one more.
Okay, you go then.
Okay, we'll switch. Yeah, because that makes sense.
Okay.
Because this said okay, so a good cup of coffee is ruined by this gentleman's dog.
Okay.
And he's going to tell you what the dog did to ruin his cup of coffee.
I have two guesses only.
And the dog is just being a dog, you know.
Actually, I'm going to go with my number two guess.
So the dog's in the back. He comes up to the front of the truck where the guy's sitting, and what this happens.
Look at where your is compared to my coffee cup, for sakes. Damn it, dog. Ugh. Your is on my f***ing coffee cup, you f***ing prick.
His what?
His dog named Doug?
His gimmick is right over the slit of the coffee cup where you put your mouth. It's laying on it, and the dog's just looking out the windshield. And the guy goes to grab it. He realizes the dog's gimmick is laying over his coffee cup slit, and he loses his mind.
Well, what would you do? Would you drink the coffee, or would you throw it away?
I'm Paige Quinones.
What would you do?
Better hope he didn't hit a bump and splash.
Oh, no.
Burn that I'll little tallywhacker.
Burn that little gimmick.
I think it may take me a while to drink my coffee.
God. You want two shots of espresso? I got you.
He just throws it out the window.
Most of the trending challenges usually on TikTok it ends up being something dangerous, like eating Tide Pods or punching a pregnant woman in the stomach, things such as that. It's for entertainment purposes, you shouldn't really do them. Although this one
dinosaur kick
is, this is nothing new, but when you compile this together, and what I'm saying about, I want us to try to attempt this tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we'll need some supplies, is can you chug an entire Sprite and not burp? People say they can do it. They don't feel the burp, and then they start talking, and this happens.
Do it.
My tummy hurts.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh. What do I do?
You did it. You can burp.
Most of these are women, by the way.
Sound like
that was a woman.
Sound like a damn wreck.
That was a woman.
Scary.
I like the guy goes, hoo, 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 hoo.
So it sounded like they vomited.
They literally are like, I'm not getting anything off. You're talking like a demon. Like, so I want to do it tomorrow.
So you have to talk while you chug
it? I mean, obviously, if you can't chug it and, like, kill it like you might do a beer or whatever, but you drink it really fast, and then you just keep talking, and you don't feel the bubbles or the gas or whatever. It's, like, in you, and as you're talking, you just burp while you talk. And they're saying, I looked into it, so, like, any derivative of Sprite, Starry or whatever.
Oh yeah, like, yeah.
Not the same. Starry. It's and it could be a branding.
About Sprite that's gaseous.
I guess maybe it's the branding, whatever. But I want to bring them in. I'll bring in 3 16-ouncers tomorrow.
I request a zero. If it still works, a zero.
I'll do that too.
I can't have all the sugars.
Please. Okay, we'll bring in 3 sugar or zero Sprite zero. Yeah, and maybe we'll do it like right before headlines or something.
Look at that 20 OZ, no half liters.
Here's what we're working on right now.
The blood.
Oh, my God.
That's what's in the news.
I got a mess.
Hello. Dang, boy.
Are you coughing for real?
Find some audio. Tag us in it, and we'll stick it in a future Best Damn Audio Buffet.
Damn.
And the Sprite Challenge, we'll do that tomorrow morning. Your call's next, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is a song that I said is a new song that really young people are in, but I like it. I don't care.
They don't sound real.
She said the T word for boobs. She's kind of like mumbling talking, but she's country too.
That's what's over now.
That's a nice. It's like kind of whiny. She went on tour with Coe Wetzel. It's like, that's got to be a odd pre-show.
Yeah, because he's probably like, I don't know how he sounds.
He's probably still cleaning deer blood off his hands back there, getting ready to go on stage.
I don't know who she is.
Her name is Jessie Murph.
Like Murphy, but just Murph.
Yeah.
Murphy.
Like what, if she played for the Atlanta Braves, she'd be Murph. Jessie Murph.
Oh, okay.
But she's one of those like tiny, like Ariana Grande, real tiny, petite, like kind of like, oh boy. It's either we like them, they're either got to have big old butt, or they got to be tiny little things where it's like, I realize you're of age, but that's, you just too little.
So you know what happens most likely? I don't know about her situation, but let's just say she puts a sample out there. So now you'll have a creator who would act as a producer that says, you know, I'll mix that up for you. And then we'll throw it out there. Like, whoever's hanging out with Kanye now, whoever he's doing stuff with, the guy he did the interview with, evidently, or whatever that he walked out of, like, you just, that's what they are now. So you save even more money because you don't have, session fees with a producer.
Oh, yeah.
You got some creator with a laptop that will just show up and knows how to mix.
All right.
I mean, that's, remember they would talk about, Dr. Dre would have a drum machine that he'd bring with him, and he would just sit there and tap the buttons, and then they'd make the songs that way. This is kind of wild.
This chick looks like she parties.
Yeah, yeah. She references cocaine a good bit in some of her songs.
She looks a little wild to be 20.
Oh, she's only 20? See, yeah. See, I'm just at that point where I'm sorry. I don't see when, like, 70, like, oh, well, You know, Bill Belichick's been beat up a lot the past couple of weeks over stuff. Yeah. But, like, I don't see it. I don't think the conversation would be very good. I'd be referencing Three's Company and Sanford Son, the Jeffersons, and just be like, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, listen, go listen to some Jesse Murph.
People are like, legit, that's going to be a documentary one day. But she's beat up her real estate portfolio since that relationship started.
Who?
Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Oh.
Now, some people are saying she, you know, had some stuff before. Like, she was starting to, you know, really come up.
Yeah.
But since him, it's, you know, it's kind of blown up.
Well, it makes it look like it's just she gave me money. Like, you think, okay, she's a gold digger, but no, she's actually, like, quite successful. But, who knows? Let them deal with it. They might be listening up there in North Carolina. What's up, Bill Belichick?
24 years old and
young girlfriend.
You got all that going on already.
It's hard to keep up with that stuff. Like, the thing yesterday with Gyat. Like, I literally, like, I had to Google it. And it's that thing, like, you know, when we were talking, like, you know, Tubular and Rad and all that crap in the 80s and 90s or whatever, you know. Our parents were like, what the heck are they talking about or whatever? And it, like, totally separates you. So, like, you know, my kid's telling me, like, what Gya is. And then, you know, that was actually an exercise we did live on the radio.
We figured it out.
And then yesterday, this is another one. Again, I'm okay with being the last one to the party. Okay. I was the last one picked to dodgeball, so I'm used to it.
You were all the time?
No, was this other kid. I can't say his name on the radio anymore.
Because you're athletic.
I would have picked you first.
Right.
Hide behind you.
Well, then, you know, that would be your self-centered then.
Pick ass mole.
A lot of times when you're having conversation with people off the internet, you know, like IRL.
Oh, Lord.
In real life, you're not reading the words. You're hearing them talk versus reading them, and you're like, okay, is that, what's it?
What is Gyat?
What is it called with initials, like NWO? I know it's initials, but it's...
Oh, like an acronym?
Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
And a stone man,
GED. It's called an acronym. You're welcome.
So someone said this in real life to me, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to stop you. I don't know what you're talking about. So hands down, don't Google it.
Okay.
But have you ever heard, and no, this is not anything sexual. I'll go ahead and answer that question for you, Paige.
Ugh, what am I, a pervert?
Yes. I don't know.
I love it.
Are you a dink?
Well, you know, obviously what we think of first.
Twink.
Or the clown.
Oh, doink.
Doink and dink, Matt Bourne.
This is like when we found out what boof was. The way my dad would say the word booth, and it was like, Dad, don't say boof anymore because it means taking drugs in your butt.
I think dink is an English slang, isn't it?
No. From
England?
It's an acronym.
An acronym.
Don't Google.
I have to.
I'm going to say it's somebody who's stupid.
I'll give you this. This is a partnership of people, whether it's two gay guys, two lesbians, a man and a woman, whatever.
But you said acronym.
And did you Google it?
No. I'm thinking.
Okay.
Okay. Since
what do you think of me? It describes a type of couple, whether they're married or not, and it's just the two of them. Okay. I don't want to give away too much. I want this to be a brain exercise. Okay, this is going to take too long.
No, I'm trying to remember because I just found out there was another one besides Twink that I just found out what it was, and I can't remember what that was.
If they don't have kids and they both work, now figure it out.
They don't have kids.
This is like a game show.
No kids.
But why would you call them a dink? They ain't got no kids and they both work.
I don't even know.
I wouldn't know it either.
I feel like you made it worse by throwing that in, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm trying to do fun radio. It means dual income, no kids.
Oh.
And people are literally, like, living. It's like van life style. Like, they're like, We're dinks.
Okay, when you said acronym, I was trying to figure out.
That's what an acronym, right?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what it was.
A dink. Like there, it's like it's already embedded itself into our vernacular or some people's, where they're just using it as if you know. And I was like, hey, I don't know what you just said, but I didn't realize that those two people you're talking about were into that kind of lifestyle. They're like, no, it's not that.
Not everything should be shortened. Quit abbreviating.
Everything does have to be shortened, where we're like talking in shorthand, where we're like, that person over there is sus. I'm like, did you just call him a puss? No, I said sus. For suspect. I'm suspicious. I'm a dink.
Dink. God, I was thinking twink.
That's where my mind went. I mean, just because it's rhyme. And then I was thinking, okay, I know for a while there, women's butts were in donks.
Yeah, that changed.
So a so dink much. And a donk, that's, people don't have kids, but one of them's got a big ass. Dank, that's a good one. Dank. See, you could probably, a dunk, that means slamming a basketball. Dank is a dunk. Good weed.
Oh, twunk was the one I learned. That's what it was. Not twink, but twunk.
What
a twunk
that?
is a more beefier twink.
Like a hunk twink?
How do you spell that?
Like twunk.
Is that combining twink and hunk?
It's like hearing somebody with a lisp say trunk.
Twunk.
So when you have a...
Who'd you vote for? Twunk.
My mom Tyson. A twink would be like a slimmer, kind of more effeminate looking like gay dude. But a twunk is, you know, he's still good looking, but he's got some definition.
But both are like hairless, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not a little like beanpole.
Right. Okay.
He's good looking as hell.
Wow, you're old. Kiss my ass. You're probably 13 texting that in. You probably don't pay your own phone bill.
Oh!
And
probably can...
Watch it be Edith sending that text. Oh, yeah. I am always last to that. I used to be very particular about that, but now it's like...
You should take pride in being the last one.
I kind of enjoy it now. Like, I'm not the one always just telling. I'm sometimes listening.
So we'll see how long this stays in rotation.
It'll be last week's news. Merriam-Webster, whoever the hell, will put it in the dictionary in 2 years, and it is, by the time they do, no one's saying it anymore. So
it go by the wayside, like with Erm and Bussin.
Yeah. So if you're a dink, we welcome you to the show. Twinks, what's up? Twunks, hello. Hungies, others. Furbies, furfies, furries.
They have high school furbies, I heard.
Yeah. And many others. All right, we will take a break and come back. That was a complete waste of time. Good morning. Good morning, though. Good morning.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Ha, yes.
I cannot stop singing this song.
Bonus rejoin. I referenced it the other day when talking about the great White Horse Road over in...
Hola, mi amigos. ¿Cómo está?
Hey,
shout out White Horse Road.
I think I've heard this.
My mom and dad are buried off that road now. They're not in the road.
They're close to the fair, flea market.
Nice.
I don't say it that way. They're close to the art district.
They really are.
Oh, they're never going to get to the damn song.
Come on, get to it.
This is always easy to do karaoke. I remember I never needed to look for the lyrics.
If it's got like 15 seconds.
Going in too early on it.
Yeah.
Folks on hold, keep holding. It's worth it, I promise.
Hang on, Marshall.
Who sings this?
This is Laid Back.
Laid Back.
The song's called White Horse.
It had a very long intro.
I remember this song.
If you finna ride, ride the White Horse.
Some people think this is about cocaine. Some people think it means the white horse at the carousel at the pavilion at Myrtle Beach that didn't go up and down.
Is it about heroin?
Got stuck.
It was for old people and those that just wanted to stand. If you didn't get lucky enough to get one of those little booth setting things, my grandma would sit in that with her bags from Wings and Gate Dolphin, sitting there clutching on, holding on for life. I mean, we're going 7 miles an hour, Nanny.
Don't
we're
put good. Your plastic in the ocean. It's going to choke me.
I'm just going to sit here on this pew-looking thing. I'm not going to ride the kangaroo today.
Ride the White Horse.
I mean, this was like maybe not a number one song, but like a top 10. Literally saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's catchy.
Must have been hard to write.
It had to be. Well, they didn't have the internet then. Let's go to, is it Marshall or Marshall?
Marshall.
Let's find out. Marshall, good morning.
Good morning.
Were you named after the college or the movie?
I really don't know, brother, to be honest with you. Yep, I think it's just a name.
Maybe Pickens. Who knows? Marshall Pickens. You probably don't even get that reference, do you, Marshall? You're probably in your 20s or something?
I do. I know about the mental health facility.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wow.
Cool. So it says here you have something to say about Twinks. What would that mean?
So I've been in food service for the last 18 years, my entire adult life. I've met a lot of really strange characters. I thought you guys would get a kick out of the story real quick. The last place I worked at, there was a woman that identified as a man, and she was dating a man that identified as a woman. And she got really upset when it was pointed out that they're just straight with extra steps. And I'm not a bigot at all. You know, I want to be inclusive to everybody. Well, it's just the irony of that situation was just hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to piece it together in my head. You say,
okay, the lady was born a man, but she now dates a man who was born a lady.
Yes.
So, down...
They just switched wardrobes.
I mean, look, it's just an observation. Your point, I mean,
So here's my question.
I literally had to draw a little diagram on my paper as I said that to make sure that I said that right.
Are they of equal attractiveness, I guess you could, because there are categories of that too,
lipstick,
right?
Lipstick and others.
I never met the significant other. I only worked with the female to male.
Right.
Okay. That's always the funner of the two for me if I had to pick.
Did the person that you worked with, did you know them as the prior? Like, in other words, did they transition while you knew them?
No. Okay. They were hired post and were like relatively confrontational about it towards anyone that would ask honest questions. You know, you don't see that very often around here. And so people, you know, are going to have innocent, genuine questions while also poking a little fun. I mean, you're working around a lot of dudes. You know, it is what it is.
Exactly. Like, if you're female to male, you're probably going to get a lot of fist bumps. You're going to get tapped in the nuts a lot, or that area. Yeah. You know, just like with dude stuff.
You know? I told you I did it accidentally to I mean, I'm just saying for what it is, like a business that I go to that I get things from. The person worked there and had been working there forever, and I mean, all of a sudden I go in there and I know it was the same person, different haircut and a different name on the tag.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you know it's the same person.
I say things like, I am Southern as hell. I say things like, thank you, ma'am, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. I do. And when I'd been saying for 7, 8, 9 years, thank you, sir, I still said thank you, sir. And oh my God.
That's why
it was the look of, I hate your guts, but I also had the look of, man, I didn't really mean that. Or woman.
I switch
like person,
it.
I didn't mean that.
That's why you gotta say baby, because baby is it goes both ways.
Universal. Oh Lord,
so
you
thank
do.
You, baby.
Universal.
Lord have mercy. Marshall, so that had to do with the twink conversation. I see. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. My gosh, man.
So yeah. are you in that community, Marshall?
No. I'm straight, but okay. It's just, I thought the whole situation kind of tied in. I don't really have many people to tell that story to. It kind of tied in. I thought y'all would get a kick out of it.
There's not many people it feels comfortable original. Sharing that with.
You're like, Daddy, let me tell you a story. I don't want to hear it.
They didn't have that back in my day. Lord God. It's crazy, man. I mean, it's not great. It's just like, yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. You know, like I said, I try to be inclusive to everybody. I'm not prejudiced that type of way. But the irony of the situation where, you know, you're both going to transition, but then still end up in a pseudo straight relationship was just, it was
they
hilarious.
They have
to
have incredible insurance too, because like we said before, like that's an ongoing prescription / subscription you have to keep for the rest of your life.
Yep.
And if there's any change in your insurance and you lose that, that has a lot of, I may be overusing the word devastating, but it changed your whole body structure.
Yep.
Without
yeah,
the hormones.
I mean, I imagine like going off your hormones like that would be.
Yeah. It's wild. Hey, thank you, Mark. I know your heart. You didn't mean that bad. It's just an observation.
You did say twice you weren't a bigot, but three times I believe you are.
If he said it a third time, you would believe it.
Awesome.
Listen to that laugh. He loves women. Thank you, Marshall. See you, brother. You still there?
No, he hung up. Marshall knows how it works.
You know, it's not any kind of, you know, it's not you know, you just get in them thing. I'm going to shut up. All right. Paige.
Yeah.
He put the heat on you. What are you working on in the Plex? We'll go that route.
Well,
that's fine.
You know, we were telling you, you might be a little screwed over if you don't take this to the airport. And you may have to wait a whole lot longer. So we'll talk about that next.
Hormone pills.
Yes.
I don't want to be at the DMV next week.
No.
Or any time ever, actually.
Yeah.
I was there a couple weeks ago, and it was awful.
Let me tell you something that, and this is where you kind of like, at least me, like, you know how you see stuff on the internet or social media, and you're like, I don't really necessarily give a damn, but the way that's worded, it's kind of agitating me. And so I don't have a dog in this fight, but that kind of pisses me off. Do you realize that we Americans, the people, we have to get these real IDs. But if you're in America and you have a Canadian driver's license, you can fly.
Huh.
I mean, that's news. Like, that, I cross-referenced it. Like, if you have a Canadian driver's license, you can fly with any version of their driver's license.
Is that because they don't subscribe to
I don't know.
Program? Or?
There's no, like, definitive answer. It all leads back to some kind of FEMA file that, quite frankly, has too many words on it for me to bother to read.
Yeah, don't blame
me. So there we go.
Okay, now
all
we know.
All right, Canadians, you get to fly. We do not. Go for it. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.